I hate to use the word supergroup because it's so overly done, but I mean this really is a supergroup. So like how did this supergroup get together?
So me and Billy and Derek, we've all jammed before for years. We've all worked together in different capacities. I've jammed with Billy a bunch of times, and I played guitar tracks for Madam Mayhem when he produced her. I played four solos on four songs. And with Mike, we've jammed together a ton, and we've toured together in Metal Allegiance and a tour bus for a week. And I've laid stuff for him with Metal Allegiance. With Derek, we've all jammed together on Progressive Nation at Sea cruise a few years ago. So we're not strangers to each other. And I got an email earlier this year from Mike, and he said, hey, remember how we always would talk about, you know, one of these days we're going to put a band together. Well, and he told me about what was planned, and it was good. Yeah, we were going to get together from March 1st to 11th. And jump in a studio and write and record an album together.
Wow. Like,
sounds great. So before that, me and Derek would be sending little ideas to each other. Derek would send me a video of him playing some crazy keyboard part. And then I would send some riffs that I came up with and would send it to them. And me, Derek, and Mike would be on this thread where we would just kind of go back and forth with all of that. And this way we had at least some ideas, just a launching pad to start things off when we got together, some ideas that we can build off of. And that's what we did. We got together, we just said, all right, what do you want to start with? And boom, just picked a riff and started building from there and jamming and just seeing where it went, just going by instinct and letting everything turn into songs. So three of us would do that. We would write, record, pretty much track the album as we went. As we wrote the songs, we would just play live and play the stuff. And then Billy got off tour and he joined us. And then for the rest of it, it was the four of us doing it. And then when that was done, I went home and started laying my guitar solos because I didn't want to do that on studio time while we're watching the clock, because we just wanted to get as many songs as we could recorded. Sure. I mean, if we had another 10 days, we could have done another 10 songs.
Wow.
And we had the riffs and we had everything ready. And already Derek is saying the ideas for album number two. It's like, album one isn't even out yet. Slow down. So I laid my solos at my own place in Jersey. And Jeff got off tour and started banging out his vocals. And that's it.
So bridging off of that question, while you guys are putting all of these pieces together, what are you saying in your head? Like, how is this band a special one to you, considering everything else that you've done in your career?
Oh, every band is special. Every band is a unique, one-of-a-kind, only happens once in the universe, grouping of people. So how is this one special? Well, you know, the same way every band is special. It's unique individuals that bring something to the table. Like with Art of Anarchy, you know, they were a bunch of characters in one way, and in GNR, in my own stuff, in Sons of Apollo, absolute musical entities, musical identities, musical personalities, and non-musical personalities, just personalities. And it's great when they all get together, especially when you do it the way a band should, when everybody's together in a room feeding off of each other, because it has this exponential growth, evolution that happens. That can only happen when you're together and you're feeding off each other and inspiring and pushing each other. Yeah, it becomes something greater than any one person could ever be. And I always say that's why we love bands.
I'm sure you're aware of the Eagles. Everybody is. They're a great band. They used to have...
Who are they?
Yeah, who is that? That guy, Don Felder? Who's that guy?
Did they do Bird is the Word? Or like what?
The
Eagles.
They used to have this thing where... Yes. Oh my God, you're terrible, man. You're great. They used to have this thing where they would nickname albums. So like the Long Run, they nicknamed like the Long One because it was just a disaster, like in you know, recording. It took them so long in the studio and stuff like that. So what would you guys call this album if you had to give it a nickname?
I did have one. I'm trying to remember. What would this be called? You know, in the studio, I would just keep making jokes about how, like, the more progressive the part was, the more, like, the less women would be in the audience, and how they would, you know, and, like, there was, like, one part we had that was, like, so progressive. It was, like, you know, probably, it was one of the ones that was either a 1916 or it was, like, three measures of 11, then one of 9, and then one of 11, 9, 11, 9, and then repeating. And I remember just saying to them, they didn't know what I was going with, but I was like, this part of the song is going to just end humanity. Oh, and God. They're like, not sure what I mean, like, just smiling. And I was like, because when women hear this, they're never going to want to have sex with men ever again.
That's great.
It's such a female deterrent. Stuff like man. That, you know. So what would I call this album? What do you call family planning? you know, like, I guess I call it a psychotic abstinence.
Okay. All right. That works.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm bad at this. And I'm very self-deprecating. Like, that's just my humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably pissing off the other guys right now. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What would I call? Oh, wait. Of course. Name of this album, the nickname for this album would be PSSST. Portnoy, Shuinian, Sheehan, Soto, Thaw.
All right, that's
there
cool.
There you go.
That worked. Heard the little teaser for the album on YouTube, and like, I mean, you were going wild, man, on the guitar, the solos and stuff. It was great. So it's like, how did that song come together, Patriotic Symphony?
Psychotic Symphony. Well, there's not actually a song called Psychotic Symphony. I mean, it's one of the lyrics in one of the songs. So, but I could tell you about each song.
Sure.
God of the Sun, that one, the opening track, 11 minutes, that one was really Derek's baby. That one is mostly him that he wrote parts to and crazy stuff. I love the middle part. It reminds me of the Planet of the Apes original soundtrack.
That's awesome.
Like every time we were recording and listening back to it and everything, we were just quoting things from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Coming Home, Van Halen inspired, Who inspired, kind of classic. What else? Signs of the Time, that's one of my favorites. Good heavy song with good mm-hmm. Kind of fusion-y moments in the middle. Same with Labyrinth. Definitely has some very good proggy moments. I like the proggy moments. I do. I'm digging the proggy moments. We need more proggy moments. We need to just take that shit to the next level. Let's see. Live, really nice song. That's one that Billy came up with verses, and we just built off of that and turned the whole thing into that song. It has a lot of nice space to it. Lost in Oblivion, another good kind of heavy one.
Mm-hmm.
Just good energy. Figaro's Whore, Derek's keyboard solo. And I would say Derek is one of the best guitar players that plays keyboards. Like if you listen to his keyboards, it's like he's like the best guitar player, only he's playing on keyboards.
Oh, wow.
And then you have Divine Addiction, which, you know, to me is like a good, you know, very Deep Purple inspired kind of song to it, somewhere between Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin. And then finishing with Maximus, you know, just another progorific thing. Some nice little moments in that one too.
Mm-hmm. So another kind of like thinking man's question: the first time you heard the finished album, like completely through, edited and stuff, what was the first thing that came into your mind? What was like that first, that initial thought?
Dude Fest.
Again.
I was really happy. I thought that that we put together a great first album. And for what we did, just, you know, five guys getting together and just doing what we do and putting it all in the mixing bowl. I think we did something really, really interesting. And I was curious how the world was going to, how receptive people would be to it, if they would just say, oh, another, you know, just project of people. Cool. What else, you know? Sure. You know, what else is on TV? but no, I couldn't believe like how much interest the thing has. It's fantastic. Wherever I went, just in the past month, I was in like 10 different countries throughout Asia and Europe, mm-hmm. and everywhere, you know, Bangladesh, Moldova, wherever I was, people would ask me, say, tell me more about Sons of Apollo. When are you going to tour here? When, you know, what are the plans? And everywhere, that's really something exciting for people. And I'm glad, I'm happy. I'm excited that they're excited that we're doing something that people are interested in. So hopefully we'll get out there next year and just be playing everywhere we can.
So considering that, like, what are your goals for this band?
What are my goals? Well, just same as it would be for any band. You want to make music that people like, and you want to go out and do shows and connect with those people and have those big moments together. That's really it. That's all you can ask for.